This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The United States is boosting efforts to evacuate more Afghans, citing increasing Taliban violence. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Until now, the State Department planned to bring to America Afghans who worked directly for the U.S. government. It's now creating another category for those who did not, but may be at risk due to U.S. affiliation. That would include current and former employees of U.S.-based news organizations, aid and development agencies, and other relief groups that get U.S. funding, among others. The department says it'll give many thousands of Afghans and their immediate families the chance to permanently resettle in the U.S., though it's not saying exactly how many. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Iran vowed Monday to respond to any adventurism, its foreign ministry said, after the United States and United Kingdom joined Israel in blaming Tehran for a deadly attack on an oil tanker, claims Iran denies. The fatal drone strike on an oil tanker off the coast of Oman in the Arabian Sea happened Thursday. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said there was no justification for this attack, which follows a pattern of attacks and other belligerent behavior, end quote. British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab said his country and its allies planned a coordinated response over the strike, calling it an unlawful and callous attack. Myanmar's military ruler, Min Aung Hlaing, has taken on a new title as prime minister of a newly formed caretaker government, state media reported, 6 months after the army seized power from a civilian government. Min Aung Hlaing has chaired the military-backed State Administration Council that has run Myanmar since it was formed just after the February 1st coup, and the caretaker government will replace it. This is VOA News. Millions of people were confined to their homes in China Monday as the country tried to contain its largest coronavirus outbreak in months, including seven positive tests found in Wuhan, where the virus first emerged in late 2019. Major cities, including Beijing, have now tested millions of residents while cordoning off residential compounds and placing close contacts under quarantine. And Beijing has blocked tourists from entering the capital during the peak summer holiday travel season. Iran's daily COVID caseload crossed the 37,000 mark for the first time Monday, the health ministry said, as the Islamic Republic also recorded its highest daily fatalities in 3 months. The record caseload is Iran's fourth in 2 weeks as positive cases surge in what the authorities say is the country's fifth wave of the virus. They've blamed the recent spike in deaths and infections on lax observance of health protocols and the spread of the aggressive Delta variant. Israel's Supreme Court was holding a hearing Monday on the case of Palestinian families facing expulsion by Israeli settlers in annexed East Jerusalem, an issue that sparked conflict in May. Dozens of people protested outside the court in Jerusalem in support of the Palestinians from the city's Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood and against Israeli settlement, an AFP reporter said. Violent clashes in May over the possible Sheikh Jarrah evictions spread to Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, sparking a crackdown by Israeli security forces. That triggered an 11-day war between Israel and Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip, which ended in a tense ceasefire. Simone Biles is returning to competition in Tokyo. The 2016 Olympic champion will compete in the balance beam finals Tuesday. That's over a little over a week after the American superstar stepped away from the meet to focus on her mental health. The 24-year-old won bronze on beam in Rio de Janeiro 5 years ago and qualified for the 8-woman final the first weekend of the Games. She opted out of the finals in the all-round floor exercise, uneven bars, and the vault. Protesters marched through the streets of Tokyo Sunday to call for the cancellation of the Olympics. The protesters shouted slogans and carried banners, many of them reading, "Cancel the Olympics." Worries still linger over the coronavirus risk as the Olympic Games go on in the city. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.